Right now, it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio, a time where we get together with Thorin Christendotter and we talk about things going on in and around our tri-state region. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Behind. Unlike last year, there's so many different events now, once again, going back on in our tri-state region for the holidays that it pushes us back about 3 or 4 minutes, but it's a sign of a return to a more normal time, even though we're not quite there yet. So it's good. It's good that all this stuff is back.
It's a good problem.
Yeah, it's a very good problem to have. You know, I don't know about you at Main Street Magazine, but I know that we always look forward to this. Well, I always look forward to this particular 3 months because there's so many different things that are going on and so many different people that we can help. It's probably the same with what you have with Main Street Magazine.
For sure. We try to, you know, in our December issue in the last couple of years, you know, also give spotlights in our, you know, article time to different organizations to make a difference this time of year for people. I think it was last year we our business feature was on Stacey Moore, but about her efforts, you know, with how she works with the library and does a clothing drive and a toy drive. This year, we just went to press last week with our December issue, and we have some, you know, like Red Hook Responds. We have a piece about them and some other volunteer-related things, you know, about the holidays. So even though, you know, December is our quote-unquote holiday issue, it's not so, you know, here are the gifts this year, but, you know, we tried to have a little mixture of things and, you know, things that are really important, like, you know, the volunteerism.
Yeah, I mean, I look at what, you know, what's coming up this weekend, and the Millerton Fire Department has their annual Parade of Lights, which is on Friday. But the granddaddy of most people, I don't think a lot of people realize the granddaddy of the Parade of Lights really goes to Pine Plains. They're the ones that it all, that really it started. I think this is the 35th or 36th year that they're having it. It's not only a parade of lights, but a town decorating day. This is really the granddaddy, I think, of them all.
On Saturday, right?
Yep. It's on Saturday, the November 27th. They have a rain date set and everything, but it's a day-long event because they decorate the town, and then they have their parade of lights afterwards. But I think they're the ones that really made it popular in this area, and then a lot of other people followed along with it. So,
hey, it's a good lead to follow.
It really is. Well, I want to get to a story. I'm pretty sure it keeps cropping up in the tri-state area. I know it crops up with us. We have an underwriting sales position that is open that we have been unable to fill in the past 3 months. And I speak to countless store owners. You hear that CVS and Walgreens can't get enough people to work. And you've got that story that staffing issues are lingering here in the tri-state region post-pandemic, where there's just a lot of strain put on these stores.
Our helpline by Griffin Cooper this month? Yeah, Griffin and I talked about this article for a few months, and he kept working on it. We kept, you know, kind of delaying it, but I'm happy that, you know, he was finally able to put it together and we were able to put in this issue, because, you know, just in the position that we are in with a magazine, just like you, we, you know, we deal with so many advertisers and underwriters, and all of them are, you know, local businesses, small to medium sized. And, you know, they're our friends, they're our neighbors, and they talk to us often. And some of them will even call us and be like, hey, I'm looking to hire someone, or I have this or that. So we can get a unique view of kind of the temperature of our neighboring area and the businesses in it. So for the last, you know, year or so, a lot of them have, you know, things have switched and changed. And just on Sunday, I went on the rail trail, and I was parked in one of Joanne's Country Gardener floor spots, and I walked in to say if that was okay with her, because it's technically not a rail trail parking there. And I said, what are you doing here? You're closed. It's late on Sunday. And she's like, well, I have to work. She's like, I can't get, you know, my staff. I have staffing issues. And I'm looking to hire. And she's not the only one. And you hear of so many people who just are understaffed, or they have too much work and are turning it away because they can't keep up. So that's, you know, that's the flip side of the coin.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing to look at, because our our area, one of the key points that we love about our area is we have a lot of visitors that come to the area, and now especially with Millerton being really a center of attraction, and Amenia now being a center of attraction, and Lakeville and Salisbury. So people come, and businesses like Amazon and Walmart have affected the region, but not as much as other regions, simply because the people who live here do, and people that visit here, one of the attractions they love about it is that it's their local merchants, or they're their friends or neighbors or people they know.
For sure. And it, you know, it gives them something to do. Like, you know, when I came to town, I think on Sunday, we drove through because we had to go to CVS, and my five-year-old was like, what's going on here? Because she was like looking out the window when we drove through Main Street. There were so many people just wandering around. And by the time we got to the rail trail and did our 2 miles up and down and came back to the car, it was, you know, close to four, and it was, you know, getting, you know, Sunday afternoon, getting pretty quiet. But still, a lot of the stores were open. People are at the diner, and, you know, it gives them an activity, something to do. But yeah, you know, a lot of us, you know, we're guilty of using Amazon just for convenience or something like that. But still, you talk to a lot of the retailers, like a lot of the retailers on Main Street and Millerton, they've been, you know, slammed, whereas others are still having a little bit of a tough time, or they can't have consistent hours because they can't, they don't have the staffing for it.
Yeah, it's a very strange time in our area. So now, here we are. We're sitting here heading into Thanksgiving, and obviously, like you said, your December issue is getting set to go to press. I know here at the radio station, this is a time where we take a look at all of our programs, and we take a look at all the response that we get online to the programs, and we try to see if there's any programs that need updating or need new programs to be added. This is the time we do it. So then after January, around February, if we have to make any changes in our schedule, they're already set and we know what we're going to do. Is it the same thing for you now? At this time of the year, after you get into the holidays, do you kind of look at next year as a whole and think about ahead of what you're doing?
I start doing that in the third quarter because we, you know, being a monthly magazine, you know, for the most part, that's what we are, even though we have the website and we have, you know, some changes coming up too that you're actually privy to. But I start doing that, you know, like September, you know, more into October because we kind of by this time we have to have it set in stone too, because we're already working on our January issue, planning February and March as well. So, you know, we always do that this time of year. You have to take a hard look at yourself and see what's working, what's not working. And, you know, I analyze our data, you know, not just the feedback that we hear, but also, you know, our Google Analytics and, you know, Facebook and other social media, you know, where our hits are and what people are, responding to. And then we just kind of go through like, guys, what do we like to do? What's fun? What's not working? What's more work than, you know, enjoyment that we're doing? But in the last few years, we've really kind of narrowed it down. So I think the magazine more or less is pretty good in that regard. You know, and I even said to Ashley and Griffin in the office, I was like, all right, guys, even, you know, design wise, do we need to change anything up? So, you know, we had that conversation, you know, in September and October and kind of went through things. We came up with a pretty good plan, I think, going into the new year. And but, you know, for us, January and February are kind of always our slowest months. You know, those two magazines are always the smallest in page count, just because, you know, a lot of people advertise leading up to the holidays. And so a lot of our page count is, you know, closely related to advertisers and the amount of them. But, you know, we're feeling pretty good about going into January, and we hope that's a good indicator of the economy as well.
You know, it's funny when you mention all the analytics we look at over the years, we always have a nice local round, like the top 10 towns. Ever since the pandemic, this is no lie, New York has moved into the top 10 list of people that either go to our different various pages, the web, or listen on demand, or listen to the radio station. That is the one big change we see, and also a lot more people from the Dover area because we added a new signal down there. But these are all things I don't think people realize. We look at, but imagine the small business person who has to come through the year, and right around this time, as they're going into the time where they hopefully make a big chunk of money, they also have to plan and purchase for next year.
They do. And, you know, every business is so different. And it's funny talking to some of our advertisers. Like I talked to Madsen Overhead Doors a few years back, and I was like, oh, you know, something about winter is slower. And Brian at Madsen was like, no, that's our busiest time of year. And I said, oh, really? And then I had spoken to Kirk Neller of the Neller Insurance Agency some time ago, too. And I was telling him, like, August is a very odd month for us and kind of slow because everyone's on vacation. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, that's a dead time for us, too. So it's kind of funny seeing what sector of business you're in and what, you know, what's your busy time, what's your slow time, and the lead up time and the organization time. And like right now, I'm getting calls from some of my clients who, you know, their season has slowed down. So now it's like, all right, now we have time to, let's work on our website or let's work on our marketing, you know, going into the spring season. So it's kind of just interesting to see, but also interesting to talk to them, see what the temperature is of, you know, how business is and how, you know, with the influx of things and the pandemic, how everything's panning out right now.
And of course, you provide a service to businesses, which is helping spread the word at an effective cost and really reaching the people they want to reach. So I would imagine this is the time where you hopefully add up some new underwriting support like we do here at the radio station. This is we build into the winter and then hopefully it's like planting seeds in the spring. We see them grow.
Here's hoping.
Well, Thorin, I want you happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
You as well.
And the next time we speak, you'll be sick of turkey.
No, I love turkey, so I don't think that'll happen. But, you know, we'll see.
All right. Well, have a good week, Thorin. Thanks.
You too. Talk soon.
Bye-bye. Thorin Christendott for Main Street Magazine. You'll find them at mainstreetmag.com on the web.